Okay, so let's take a closer look now at the Belgium-based SWIFT International Payment System. SWIFT stands for the Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication. Banks around the world use it to make secure cross-border payments. Removing some Russian banks from SWIFT will make it almost impossible for them to send money in or out of the country. This will impair the ability of Russian companies and their foreign customers to trade and will particularly affect Russia's oil and gas exports. Iran was removed from SWIFT back in 2014 over the country's nuclear program. Financial analysts say Iran lost almost half of its oil export revenue and 30% of its foreign trade as a result. Let's bring in Lawrence Kotlikoff, who's a professor of economics at Boston University. He joins us from Providence, Rhode Island. Thanks for being on the program, Professor. Let's take a closer look now at these sanctions. What impact will blocking access to SWIFT have on Moscow?
Well, I think it's going to be part of, it's basically a decision on the part of Europe and the U.S. and its allies in other parts of the world, Australia, New Zealand, to stop importing and stop importing from Russia or exporting to Russia. And SWIFT is an aspect of that, but even if they come up with some other way to do transactions, if these governments will say we're going to put an embargo on imports and exports, that's the next thing that's going to come. So it's going to be Russia perhaps working with China, but China's going to be probably very hesitant because they'll realize that if they side with Russia in this, then they could also be embargoed. So we could end up in the extreme if we have, with Russian China, basically with a few buddies and the rest of the world. And that's going to go very badly for both of those countries.
You mentioned briefly where to from here. What other financial punishments could be implemented against Russia? There's obviously the option for the EU to sharply reduce the purchase of Russian oil and natural gas. But then would that be too costly for the EU, given it receives a third of its energy from Moscow?
Well, I think I think this is going to happen through time. So perhaps in May, the Germans will decide to stop importing gas when it's no longer needed to heat Germany, and they will start reactivating their nuclear reactors for nuclear energy. There's lots of, there are responses to coming up with ways to get energy even in the medium term. But yes, there would be a sacrifice on the part of Western Europe, but they appear to be willing to make the sacrifice with respect to the price of energy going sky high, and that'll happen in the U.S. too, I think. I think it's just going to become so toxic for anybody to do anything with Russia. Any U.S. company, any European company, imports, exports, I think you're going to see Russia, basically Putin's being viewed as Adolf Hitler in this context, and with good reason, because he's, this is 1939 all over again.
You mentioned how some of those sanctions could hurt the West too and come at a cost of their own economies. Is that the ugly reality of war? And will Western leaders and citizens be more willing to accept those economic costs?
Well, I think, to some extent, if China sides with Russia and there's an embargo on China as well, then U.S. and European companies get rid of a major competitor. So we have more production occurring in those regions. And so in some ways, it's good for the U.S. economy and the European economy. It really depends on, Russia's not a big player in the world economy. I think, so one question is, big question is, how does China react? And is there going to be a reaction to how China reacts from the West? And will this deter, China may learn from this experience that invading Taiwan is going to be extremely costly to them. Because they'll get the same reaction from the West that Russia's having. So there's lots of very interesting implications here. What I see happening most likely is Russia is entirely isolated, and maybe somebody in the military in Russia decides this is Putin's gone far enough. We don't need to have one person drag us into this kind of situation that destroys the Russian economy. And I mean, Aeroflot cannot land in any European cities, as far as I can tell. They won't be able to come to the U.S. Nobody from Russia will be able to leave Russia to the West in terms of just travel. So there's so many implications, and it's already happening very quickly. I think he's overplayed his hand here dramatically, and I think he's kind of lost it mentally from that speech he gave and calling Ukrainians Nazis. You have the president of Ukraine is Jewish, and his parents survived, or his parents were, I think relatives were killed in the Holocaust. He's hardly a Nazi.
Yes, it's certainly going to be interesting to see how the coming days and weeks unfold. Thank you for your analysis there, Lawrence Kotlikoff, Professor of Economics at Boston University.